This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American I'm talking about? I suspect you are. Right? I suspect you are. Anyway, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is June 5th, 2019. 75 years ago today, troops were amassing. Thousands, tens of hundreds of thousands of troops were massing along the English border. Well, between France and Great Britain. And, of course, that border happens to be the English Channel, Portsmouth, England. Celebrations today. Donald Trump was there. Read the prayer that Roosevelt read on the day of the invasion on the radio. It was interesting. It was very, very interesting. Interesting to go back in time to hear that sort of thing, right? Anyway, we've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things happening at the Oroville Dam. We're going to be talking about that. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Visit there. We got a great, great write-up. Just came out last night from the Epoch Times. Got to remember, there's like 50 million viewers of that thing every day. It's a worldwide publication, so we're very, very happy. We're getting slammed on our internet, on our website right now, which is always, this is what happens. You know, we just start getting slammed. Everybody wants to know about what's happening on our website, and we get slammed every time these articles, these great articles, and of course the article is about what happened at the convention, the 4th Constitutional Convention. It was really fantastic. We heard from the angel parents. It was really, really wonderful. The sheriff from Fresno County gave an impromptu speech, did a fantastic speech, brought the house down, no question about it. And we were able, for the first time, to actually hear evidence and information about, well, from victims of the criminal behavior, of course, what's been going on here in California, so that we could help write a better resolution, or at least have an understanding of what the resolutions that had already been put forth were all about. This is the first time took witnesses, basically, witnesses to come up to her for at least three of the resolutions that were proposed. One is the California Values Act, or whatever it was called. And, of course, that was SB 54, the Sanctuary State. We heard, of course, the Angel Parents and the sheriff discuss that. We also heard from several people about communism in the face of what's going on with the communists who want to take over California, primarily from China and also from Southeast Asia, and also the communists within our own state. We heard about that, which is a lot of people, that's shocking you would hear something like that. No, they're here. They're large and in charge, and they want to definitely take over the assets of the state. There's no question about it. The other, which was very interesting, was about voter integrity. And, of course, Linda Payne gave us a special treat. She put together a special presentation to us by way of video and brought out some just incredible information for the first time that our legislature could hear. So addressing the issue of voter fraud, which is just replete throughout California. Let's just face it. California, you know, all these people, it's amazing the number of Californians who have never, that are in the so-called Republican power base of California power, and the Republicans that are out there that don't quite get it, that they don't have a Republican Party in California any longer. I mean, you have to have a serious talk about this with everybody, and I know I'm talking to a national audience, but it's true. There is no real, viable Republican Party, and everything that they do is basically just kind of making you spin your wheels. And you're not getting anywhere. That's why there's never been, I mean, look what happened here in the last election. The California Republicans were basically wiped off the face of the earth in terms of House representation. There's 53 seats and only seven are Republican now. Boy, that's a wipeout. I mean, think about that. I mean, so that that just tells you. And, of course, every candidate that's been running on the Republican side has been a loser. And, of course, that goes with John Cox. And he was a plant. He's from Chicago. He was deliberately planted, deliberately put in as the candidate. The fix was in. And there Travis Allen was never going to be the candidate. We played on this as New California. We knew that that was going to be the case. Anybody who's conservative, anybody who's popular with the people will never make it in the Republican Party of California because they don't want that. They want you to be a nice little communist and play along with their little green agenda, which, by the way, now they have. It's interesting, the party line of the Republican Party now with under new leadership is, well, might as well be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Green Party because they don't mention anything about Trump. And, of course, the Trump haters that are out there in the Republican Party are just, and they say they're Republican. They're not. I believe that the vast majority of Republicans in California support Donald Trump. Hello. Absolutely. But if you're supporting it at the party level of California's Republican Party, forget it. It's a waste of time. You're wasting your energy. You're wasting your energy on the Republican Party of California. And I mean that. There's really good people that think they're doing the right thing, but they just have to wake up. Like I did, wake up and go, wait a minute. There's an alternative way to straighten this out. And the only way you're going to straighten it out is, of course, with a new state, New California. You get a whole new lease on life, and it can be done. And in fact, we're doing it right now with New California. Hello. So wake up, all you Republicans out there that are also loyal to the California Republican Party. BS, they're not loyal to you. They're playing you, man. You're just being played as fools. Just some hard talk. I'm sick of it, actually. I know I get all these, you know, things from the California Republican Party. I'm not going to do anything they say because it's not true. Nothing will come of it. It never has for a long time. They have been basically compromised as a Republican Party for years and years. And this is part of their problem right now is that they're facing another 2020. And by the way, the people of the Republican Party, in my opinion, hate Donald Trump of California Republican. They hate him. They're Trump haters. They're the never Trumpers. So why would Donald Trump even think about being supported by them? That's why I say there's got to be a different mindset. You've got to shift your mind away from the California Republican Party. And like I say about New California is a new opportunity. What you need to do is form your own party system. Now, I can't say we're endorsing this as New California. I'm saying we're giving what New California is giving, both Republican and Democrat, is the opportunity to reestablish a Republican form of government. And people need to come to, and we, both sides, Republican, Democrat, or any other party system that wants to form a new California party is welcome to do so. And you should. I mean, we would welcome that as New California, regardless of what the parties are. I'll tell you why. Because we are looking at a Republican form of government guarantee. We want to say, yes, we do. You know, we're putting up and shutting up. We will provide the format, and we will make sure it's a Republican form of government as opposed to right now a monoparty system that's a dictatorship. Hello. That's what we will do for New California. And we intend to do it, and we're inviting people to do just that. So all you Never Trumpers, you conservatives, all you good Republicans, all you good Democrats, and by the way, Democrats are I'm like the weather vane. I get all the calls here inside the studio from all those people that are Democrats that are running away from. It's not just a walk away. There's people that are running away from the Democratic Party. They want to go someplace. Here it is, New California. Form your New California Democratic Party. There's no law that says you can't, and we can't stop you. But we can say, look, in New California, you will have a guarantee. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, you will have a guarantee to a Republican form of government. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, all this newcaliforniastate.com, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing, actually. Absolutely wonderful thing. Let's see. Our problem, Joe's carbon copy. No, I hate this. Joe Biden, longtime plagiarist, long-time prejudice, says bikini and a gun belt. I'm looking at Fox News. What is going on here? What is going on with Fox News anyway? So Trump, RNC pile on as Biden pummeled for alleged plagiarism of global warming fix. See, Joe's had this problem with plagiarism before. This has been pointed out years ago, man. I'm telling you, most people haven't even been born when the first plagiarism accusation came up. God, it must have been in the 70s. I mean, it was like a real scandal going on because, you know, plagiarism is plagiarism. Of course, it's a lot different now, you know, in terms of content. Some of the content is just absolutely amazing, what's going on with Joe Biden. So this article from Fox, I don't think there's any audio to it, but there's a video. We're going to kind of chime in and see if it has anything to do with it.
Well, 2020 Democrat Joe Biden feeling the heat over his new climate change plan as it faces charges of plagiarism. Biden's rollout reads, the goal is to make carbon capture and storage, quote, a widely available, cost-effective, and rapidly scalable solution to reduce carbon emissions. The same exact language on the Carbon Capture Coalition website. So, to talk about all of this, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel is here to react. What do you have to say about some more plagiarism from Joe Biden?
Well, Joe Biden has been plagiarizing longer than I've been alive.
Well, there it is. Okay, so what's going on here? What's going on here? This was a cold thing. Okay. All right. You know, God works in mysterious ways, even in radio stations. This Ronna McDaniel, I don't know how old she is. It's kind of like being a little bit facetious, but, you know, she's in her 30s at least, so 30. So, Republicans reacted to accusing Biden of the same effect. Oh, so 1988 presidential campaign. Ah, I was right. I said 70s. I was guessing. But, you know, same offense that famously hampered his 1988 president, and it hampered it. I remember that. Absolutely. See, I'm older than Miss McDaniel here. I'm much older. But I remember this. I remember the brouhaha about plagiarism. I got to tell you my story about plagiarism, why it's so important, why it means so much. Okay. When I was my second year in college, I had a professor, Dr. Mabbitt, political science professor, and he was an originalist constitutionalist. That's why I today am an originalist constitutionalist. Anyway, so we used to have to write these briefs once a week. We'd have to come up with these briefs, and we would turn them in on Monday, and then by Wednesday, we would get them back. He would read through them, or his people would read through them. And we had a large, large lecture hall class type of thing, probably 200 in the class. And so we would meet for 3 hours, you know, 3 hours on Monday, 3 hours, and just get drilled about the Constitution, drilling. Anyway, but we had to write these legal briefs, and we'd have to get a case, and we'd have to brief the brief, basically. So we got the brief. So anyway, he comes walking in rather dramatically. Everybody's all seated in, and everybody kind of like, eh. And here comes the professor. Anyway, so He's got all the stack of papers. He's got it in his hands. And on top, you could visibly see the letter F in red. F in red. And we're all sitting here going, oh, those are the briefs. Someone got an F. I mean, it was just visibly full-on displayed. And so he sat it down on the table. You know, they had the big, you know, as you know in those lecture halls, they have a table there in front, you know, the sink in it and all that. And he sat it down. And he starts to talk. And all of a sudden, he slips into this conversation about plagiarism. Well, you shouldn't plagiarize this, that, and the other, you know. So he takes the paper off the top, and he has all the other his aides pass out the papers to everybody. Had them all set up by rows, pretty slick. So we're all getting our papers, and everybody's kind of skulking, you know. You could just see everybody kind of collectively puckering up in their chairs like, whose paper is that? Because somebody in that room was not going to get their paper back. That was pretty clear. So as people were passing it out, he starts reading from the brief. He's reading the brief. He says, this is an outstanding brief. And he's just complimenting the brief, even though it's got the big F letter on it. And he's complimenting. He's like, this brief is brilliant. Blah, 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 you know. And so finally, all the papers are passed out. Except for the guy about three people down from me. He didn't get his. And I could tell, it was palpable, the tension in his body. And we're all sitting around, well, I got mine. You didn't get yours. What's wrong with this picture? So he goes crazy on this whole thing of plagiarism. And so he finally says, you know, I just want to tell you that this is by far the very best paper. And he's holding it up with the big F on it. And you're going, wow. And he says, this is by far the best paper ever. He flips the page. And in red ink again, emblazoned on it, is plagiarism. He says, you know why I know that this is the best paper? Because I wrote it. This character down there did not, when we went to the store and got the briefs, you know, and you buy those little legal briefs, he didn't bother to note who the author was. It was Dr. Mabbitt. So, you know, that was a big lesson about plagiarism. And that was, this was about 15 years before the presidential campaign. But I'll never forget that. That's why I can remember this vividly. So let's get back into this and hear what she has to say.
It started in law school at Syracuse. It continued through his failing 1980s presidential campaign, and now we're back at it. I think it speaks to his integrity. I mean, this is somebody who's been accused of this multiple times. You'd think he would dot the I's and cross the T's and take more care to make sure this doesn't happen during this presidential campaign. But even more frightening are the policies that he's proposing that will set our economy back.
Well, the Biden campaign is responding to the allegations with a statement to Politico, saying several citations, some from sources cited in other parts of the plan, were inadvertently left out of the final version of the 22-page document. As soon as we were made aware of it, we updated to include the proper citations. And, of course, President Trump is paying attention to this. In a tweet, he said, plagiarism charge against sleepy Joe Biden on his ridiculous climate change plan is a big problem, but the corrupt media will save him. His other problem is that he is drawing flies, not people, to his rallies.
Nobody is showing up.
I mean, nobody. You can't win without people. So as you look at the electoral map, is a climate change bill like this, which is going to cost taxpayers trillions of dollars, really a path to 270?
Well, it's clear Joe Biden's lurching left, and he's doing it to win the nomination of the progressive left, radical Democrat Party that they've become. But I do think this hurts him in states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, where he launched his candidacy when he's saying, let's get rid of fossil fuels. Let's get rid of the tax cuts that have spurred our economic growth, that have brought manufacturing jobs back to this country. So while he's doing this to pivot to win the nomination, I think in the long term, it's bad for him if he does secure the nomination. I also think the president is right. There is an enthusiasm problem for Joe Biden. Nobody's showing up to his events. He's having less and less of them, and it's reminiscent of Hillary Clinton. He does not have enthusiasm on his side in the Democratic field.
All right. Well, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, thank you.
Problems for Joe, problems for Hillary. Plagiarism for Joe, theft, treason for Hillary.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Oh boy. More notes, and more people. I'd like to thank everybody for all the information you guys are providing me. Sometimes it gets to be like a little bit of an overload going on here. A lot of things, of course, going on. Breaking about the whole thing at Oroville. Gee, many Christmas. Come on. I get a little thing here, quarterly financial report, this is for U.S. Census Bureau, retail trade, having trouble, okay, manufacturing, mining, wholesale trade, and select services, manufacturing corporations seasonally adjusted after-tax profits were $164.2 billion for the first quarter of 2019, up $11 billion from fourth quarter of 2018, Yikes, that's huge. Who says the economy is not humming? Wow. Bingo is starting to take hold. And, you know, this is, I want to go back to the Reagan era, because Reagan pulled this stunt, you know, of cutting taxes and the stunt. It's the logical thing to do. But cutting taxes and regulations and everything like that. And he didn't get the tax bill through, I think, until his second or third year. Now, Trump got this the first year. He knew right away, boom, got to do it. And so the economy just really kicked into overdrive up until, you know, in 1984 for the election. By the time it was really starting to hum along. Now, Trump is at least, you know, 18 months ahead of Reagan at this point, you know, vis-a-vis, you know, 84 and 2016, 2017 and 18. So it says here, quarterly report, quarterly financial, United States Census. These are the official ones. Of course, this is no news is fake news here, right? And you can look it up yourself. You know, you guys, well, show me the where it is, the link. Come on, bozos, go find it yourself. We link things in the stories. See, this is the thing. We link things in the stories, and we still get these bozos who come on and say, you were show me your facts. Why don't you click on the link? I had one this morning. Where do you get that information? I said, well, if you clicked on this, you'd see it. Right. This reminds me of the students who always wanted me as the teacher to tell them the answer so they could just move on to the next thing. Nothing to see here, just give me the answer. Thank you. Right. Always had that. It says first quarter release, press release for manufacturing trade, blah, 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 blah. Okay, here is the press release. Latest press release. Quarterly financial report. And this is wholesale trade. Retail trade. Let's do retail trade. Let's check this out. Retail trade PDF says beginning with the data collected for the fourth quarter 2019 released March 2020, the quarterly financial report will implement a new sampling methodology. I don't want that announcement. After tax profits, June 5th, U.S. Census Bureau announced the following adjusted quarterly report after tax profits for retail. Well, it shows another startling rise. I hate it when this happens. After tax profits, first quarter 2019, seasonally adjusted profits totaled up to $29 billion, up $10 billion. That's another one. Amazing. Seasonally adjusted sales, blah, 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 blah. Wow, that's a huge jump, ladies and gentlemen, over 2018. Huge. And you had a huge one in 2017. Wow. Okay, so that's that one. We know that the economy is booming. Hello. We're going to go now to the press release quarterly report. This is for quarterly finance. U.S. manufacturing, mining, and wholesale. That's another big jump. They had a bigger one, it looks like, earlier in 2018 for one of the categories. Fourth quarter 2018, they had a huge one. After-tax profits, it says here, up again, 2000 total to 164 billion, up 11 billion from the after-tax profits of 153 billion recorded in the fourth quarter of 2018. So again, we're up over that. Oh, so it must have been the second quarter. Yeah, second quarter, it was higher, but not much. I mean, so you had a decline over the third and fourth quarter of 2018, and now the first quarter is just back up again. Big jump. So it's strong. Economy is strong. Let's see if we can latest QFR publication data. First quarter QFR publication was released June 5th. Latest, let's see what this is. Okay. Latest QFR quarterly financial. Let's see, first quarter publication. Let's see what they say here on this one. If there's any more information to just give you the facts. Now, this is from the U.S. Census Bureau. This is the full report. Okay, I don't need that. Okay, so if you want to find out, just all you need to do is quarterly financial report, United States Senate. You know, this is one of these things that flashes across the screen, and I snagged it. I bit. I'm like the bass in the pond, you know. I bit at the shining object that was there. And sure enough, we got this quarterly financial report. And good information. This, in other words, And what happens here is this: the economy now has momentum, big momentum, and getting more momentum. And, of course, what's happening, more money's coming back into this country through tariffs. Hello, billions of dollars every month now from China, who's paying their share. See, they've just been draining and now Mexico. The party's over for Mexico. Let's be very blunt. The Mexican government hates the United States of America. They're not our friend. We need to. If they were our friend, they wouldn't. If they were our friend, they wouldn't be permitting this whole scheme of the cartels being allowed to run their country and run all these slaves into the United States and then be slave traded over here by the church organizations, right? It's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and the government of Mexico, they get a bite out of that. They get a bite out of that. Look that up, what that means in Mexico. You'll find out. The government has its hands in this. Obrador is a communist. Hello, why would he like America? He's here to exploit America. That's all he is. In World War II, they did not support the United States. They supported Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. Just to let you know. And they did the same thing in the First World War. People don't, you got to be thinking about all this stuff. Of course, yesterday we had Chris Street on talking about the solvency of California threatened by the Silicon Valley business. I don't want to laugh about people's, because that's, you know, can be, well, not really. I mean, how many of us are Silicon Valley corporations, right? I'm just saying. Okay, tea and crumpets, anyone? Little bit of a state banquet. Queen honors UK-US alliance. Trump celebrates shared values of freedom and sovereignty. Shocking. He's talking sovereignty to the Queen. I wonder why. Could that have anything to do with Brexit? This was last night. Sit here. Queen Elizabeth II and U.S. President Donald J. Trump have delivered speeches at the royal banquet praising the enduring American-British alliance, which was forged over 70 years ago during World War II. On Monday evening, President Trump and the First Lady arrived at Buckingham Palace and participated in a procession with the Queen before dining with 170 guests from the political, business, and economic world. Recalling the visits by American presidents always reminded her of close and long-standing friendships between the UK and the US, the Queen said. She was so glad to have another opportunity to demonstrate the immense importance that both our countries attach to our relationships. And of course, there's the First Lady looking absolutely stunning. Class act. As usual, we'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world. Visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Swear that you're going to behave? I don't know about that, if I can accept that one. I don't know if that's true. Will you behave? Are you going to behave out there? Behave out there. I'm telling you, it's time for you to behave. Whatever you want to do, right? You need to behave. I've got all kinds of people calling me on the phone. I'm on the air. Guys, come on, I'm on the air. This is the fourth phone call that's been calling me in the second hour. Me on the cell phone. Okay, come on now. Wake up. People are, when we have these articles that come out about New California in the Epoch Times, people call and go, wow, yeah. It's awesome. I got to tell you, it is exciting. It is exciting because, you know, New California is happening. It's not going to happen. It is happening. Wake up. So I tell people, wake up, you guys. Wake up. We actually are forming a new state. Shocking. Shocking, I'm telling you. So shocking, it's like reminding you of Orville, right? There's something wrong with this whole Orville picture. You know what I mean? In the next hour, we're going to talk about what's really wrong with the picture. Because clearly there's something really wrong with the picture. Did I say that? Let me say it again. There's something wrong with the whole picture about what's going on. Are we being played? I think we are. And I think that something to think about here. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just being myself. And you know how it is when I get to be myself. All of a sudden, it's like, shocking, we can't have this sort of thing going on anymore. Okay, so anyway, I want to thank all of you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We have a lot of people that are more and more people listening, and I really appreciate your listenership. And visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and, of course, agenda21radio.news, or you can take the shortcut and go a21r.com, a21r.com. So we just posted up the story out of Breitbart about the state banquet. Queen honors UK-US alliance. Trump celebrates shared values of freedom and sovereignty. Again, that's where I left off with this whole notion. That's why in this story, I think it's incredible. Because the story itself is saying, you know, hey, wait a minute. There's some interesting things going on here about the word of sovereignty. Right? And who wants sovereignty back for the UK after their crazy 30-some year experiment with the European Union, a totalitarian mindset? This is what they had in mind for the United Nations. And again, the talk is that they're going to take and add more countries into this European Union and have sort of a population juggernaut against the United States, like 500 million people, half a billion people. Let's see, right now, our population, see, they want to outpopulate us, basically, and say, oh, we have a bigger market, we can do bigger things. And on top of that, which is kind of interesting, is that the European Union alliance wants to create its own military. So you would have a massive military. Of course, one of the reasons why the United States still has military forces in Germany is why? Because of these notions. Still today, 74 years after World War II, guess what? We're still there. And don't be surprised if all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of our own military assets start to grow in Germany and other places. Now, the NATO alliance has been something that, of course, remember, Donald Trump has ripped into that, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and they want to morph this into this whole alliance for, ultimately, for nefarious reasons. Gee, kick the United States out, and it becomes its own North Atlantic Treaty Organization under the auspices of, you know, Brussels. You know, Brussels, that's the capital of the European Union. The Netherlands. No, that's right next door to Germany. They're Germanic people, right? You got to remember something. Germany is a very young country, as countries go. It was really kind of forged together finally by Adolf Hitler. Yeah, it was a mess before that, before the First World War. And a bigger mess after that, after the loss of the First World War. And then Second World War comes up, and it was Adolf Hitler who unified Germany. Of course, all the things that he did to unify it, of course, is exactly what we're seeing today. All the race baiting and all this other stuff that's going on, he was master at that objectification. Of course, now it's kind of interesting. They've used the progression. You know, it was Neumeyer who came up with the great statement about the Holocaust. I'm going to get it for you real quick here because I see the same progression in the thinking of what they're doing with the replacement of Californians by way of other populations. This is, then, by the way, this is a plan. That's Klaus Neumeyer, I believe. Neumeyer. Neumeyer. Neumeyer, and Neumeyer was the guy that was the priest, right? He was the priest in Germany because in World War II, let's see, Nikki Priest, Neumeyer, priest shortage of Catholic Church, Wikipedia. Neumeyer, first they came for me. First, how about this? You can't, this is kind of interesting that they don't have this. Ah. The priest to be called, okay, obituary at Neumeyer, Wikipedia, first they came. Maybe this has got it. It's interesting. It's hard to find this now. Martin Neumeyer? The WikiLeaks won't come up. Shocking. Shocking. It's kind of interesting. When you delve into these things, people don't want to have them. First they came is the poetic form of a prose post-war confession first made in German in 1946 by the German Lutheran pastor Martin Niemöller. That's it. It was about the cowardice of German intellectuals and certain clergy, including by his own repeated admissions, Niemöller himself. Following the Nazi rise to power and subsequent incremental purging of their chosen targets. Ah, chosen targets. Mm-hmm. Group after group of their chosen targets. Many variations and adoptions, adaptations in the spirit of the original have been published in English language. It deals with the themes of persecution, guilt, repentance, and responsibility. The best known versions of the confessions in English are the edited versions in poetic form that began circulating in the 1950s. The United States Holocaust Memorial Museum quotes the following text as one of the many poetic versions of the speech. By the way, I have one of my works in the National Archives. Bet you didn't know that. About the Holocaust story I did. They asked me to submit it, and they asked me. So if you go to the National Archives of the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., you can put it Paul Preston, and you'll come up with my story that they asked me. It's a very interesting story. I'll get to it someday. This is, as he said it, the best-known versions of the confession in English are the edited versions in poetic form that began circulating in the 1950s. United States Holocaust Memorial Museum quotes this one as the one that's perhaps the most poetic. And there are many versions. I've read a bunch of them way back. I know it's I've read them, but, you know, the recall. Listen, come on now. I can't remember everything. Martin Niemöller says, first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Martin Niemöller. And I would say it's kind of interesting here in California. We started noticing some of the things in the 1990s about young white men graduating from high school with fabulous credentials. Could get into any university in the United States, but they couldn't get into the Cal schools. And I remember having these discussions with our council. Why aren't we getting these guys in there? And it soon became pretty obvious they were discriminating against white young men. And so then Proposition 206 was written. And it's kind of interesting. They wanted to put a stop to that. They recognized it, that it was a problem in the UC system. People passed it, and, of course, it just kept on going. And then we started noticing it was white girls. White girls being, they couldn't get in. So you had white boys, anybody white could not get in. So this color, and we go, wait, is there bigotry going on here? I mean, and yes, the answer was. But then we started to notice black young men and black young girls couldn't get in. Then we noticed a year later or two that it was Asians who couldn't get in. And boy, aren't they struggling all throughout the nation, right? To get into the colleges and universities. What about Harvard? Huge discrimination case because it's based on what happened in California schools. And then we started finding our Hispanic kids couldn't get in. We're sitting here going, wait a minute, we're trying to send these kids to the colleges and universities and they aren't allowing them in. And then we figured out it was something that was kind of interesting. It wasn't because of their skin color. No, they were equally, over the time, discriminating against anybody who was, are you ready for this, a United States citizen. The only thing that these people had in common is they were United States citizens. They came from United States citizens throughout California, and they were being denied, we thought, because of that reason. What you think about that? As I say this again, first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Martin Niemöller, German Lutheran pastor and theologian, born in Lippstadt, Germany, in 1892, Niemöller was an anti-communist and supported Adolf Hitler's rise to power at first. Because that was the thing to do, right? But when Hitler insisted on the supremacy of the state over religion, Niemöller became disillusioned. He became the leader of a group of German clergymen opposed to Hitler. In 1937, he was arrested and eventually confined to Sachsenhausen and Dachau. He was released in 1945 by the Allies, and he continued his career in Germany as a clergyman and as a leading voice of penance and reconciliation for the German people after World War II. Martin Niemöller, where are you at with Martin Niemöller? Can you speak out? Will you speak out? Will you have the courage to speak out? It's a big question, isn't it? Anyway, we got to run for time. Going to be talking about the Oroville Dam coming up in the third hour. Blockbuster information, of course. We're going to lay some things on the line for you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. And it is happening. It's not gonna, can't, and all that crap. It's happening. Thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.